Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The first reading is from Job. Do you know when the mountain goats gave birth? Do you observe the calving of a deer? Can you number the months that they fulfill? And do you know the time when they gave birth? When they crouch to give birth to their offsprings and are delivered of their young. Their young ones become strong. They grow up in the open. They go forth and do not return to them. Who has let the wild ass go free? Who has loosed the bounds of the swift ass, to which I have given the steppe for its home, the salt land for its dwelling place? It scorns the tumult of the city. It does not hear the shouts of the driver. It ranges the mountains as it pasture, and it searches after every green thing. Is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars and spread its wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes its nest on high? It lives on the rocks and makes its home in the fastnesses of a rocky crag. From there it spies the prey. Its eyes see it from far away. Its young ones suck up blood, and where the stain are, there it is. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Let us read the psalm responsively. You make grass grow for the cattle, and plants to serve humankind, that they may bring forth food from the earth.
Wine is blood in human hearts, oil to make the face shine, and bread to strengthen the human heart.
The trees of the Lord are well supplied, the cedars of Lebanon that you planted.
In which the birds build their nests, while the stork makes the fir trees its dwelling.
The high hills belong to the mountain goats, and the stony cliffs are a refuge for the badgers.
You made the moon for our seasons, and the sun knows the time of its setting.
You bring on darkness, that it may be night, in which all the beasts of the forest prowl.
The lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God.
The sun rises, and they withdraw and lay themselves down in their dens.
People go forth to their work and to their labor until the evening.
Reading from Revelation. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll, written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seal?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll in its seven seals." Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and every language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priest, serving our God, and they will reign on earth. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? And if you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Martin Luther can be harsh at times. One might note that this strictness is well deserved. When Martin Luther wrote about the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, he wrote this. You see, Jesus is making the birds of our schoolmasters and teachers. It is a great and abiding disgrace to us that in the gospel, a helpless sparrow should become a theologian and a preacher to the wisest of humanity, and daily should emphasize this to our eyes and ears as if he was saying to us, "Look, you miserable man, you have house and home, money and property. Every year you have a field full of grain and other plants of all sorts, more than you ever need. Yet you cannot find peace and are always worried about starving. If you do not know that you have supplies and cannot see them before your very eyes, you cannot trust God to give you the food for one day. Though we sparrows are innumerable, none of us spends his living days worrying. Still, God feeds us every day." Further on, Luther writes, "Now, since the birds have learned so well the art of trusting God and of casting their cares from themselves upon God, we who are God's children should do so even more. So too, the lilies of the field become theologians and preachers who put humanity to shame." Last Sunday, the catechism class discussed God who creates. The class explored the expansive reality that God creates everything in heaven and earth. God provides abundantly. God's abundance is not just for humanity, but is, in fact, challenging humanity to recognize that first, most ecosystems work just fine without human intervention. And most human interventions disrupt and destroy the balance of those ecosystems. Trusting God and God's providence comes with a call to care for creation. The readings for this week do not support the notion that humanity is the crown of all creation with authority to dominate all creation, all creatures. Rather, God's response to Job continues the theme of humanity knowing its place in the larger scheme. Human stewardship cares for the abundance that God has provided. Stewardship remembers that everything humanity has is first and still God's. Indeed, several years ago, an assistant to the bishop from Texas came to Tulsa to provide a stewardship workshop. Mike reminded all who attended that the root of the word steward reaches deep into Old English. It is a compound word made from sty and warden. Stewards are ones charged with caring for the pigsty on behalf of the owner. It's not their sty. This past week, the Supreme Court heard arguments about whether and how government regulation can impinge on freedom of landowners to develop their property as they see fit. The case had to do with filling in wetlands and the effect on a nearby lake. The question arises, what does stewardship look like? Does or should humanity have unfettered freedom with their property? Luther argues that human greed and perhaps a whole lot of fear drives most decisions. Luther could not even have imagined the ways that humanity is impinging on habitat for birds and animals today. The faithful have promises. God loves and provides for all creation. Luther reminds us, all who hear, that God calls them to trust just as the birds of the air and the animals and the grass and the lilies live their life trusting God's ways. By the way, Luther does not deny the cares of this world. In fact, he notes that some cares are incumbent with the roles, with the responsibilities, with the office that each of us fills and assume. Worry that comes with human work and roles is not the problem. The problem is that challenge of trusting God. By extension, the problem expands as humanity presumes a place and a role that dominates creation. This distortion lulls humanity into believing that, well, the natural world serves them. Instead, humanity must serve God who provides abundance. This stewardship calls for a partnership with God and with all creation. In that, responsibility for restoring order falls in at least two ways. First, except in many notable settings of horrible human damage, humanity needs the humility to let ecosystems right themselves. And second, humanity needs to avoid perpetrating further damage to habitat for the sake of the world. God entrusts and God trusts the humanity can serve in this way. Now, all who gather need to trust God's magnificent benevolence and act in response for the good of all creation. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.